Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes.
Who is Aaron?
Yes.
Who is Aaron?
Yes.
Jesus.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Be the one,
baby, can I be the one you spend the rest?
Okay, go ahead, Brandy. We all listening. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. My stuff is bootleg. Y'all go ahead and continue. I'd have missed a snippet. So let me catch up.
Okay, this is what I was going to say, Brittany. If you are listening over there on the radio side, you might want to come back to Facebook to hear what everybody got to say, because you're not going to be able to hear them, but they can hear you when you speak.
Oh, man. Okay.
Come back over and then
okay,
you
well,
know when you're ready to talk, and I'll bring you back in.
Do you want me to leave the phone on too and watch it on Facebook? Or oh, I ain't gonna.
No, you ain't gotta do that. Yeah, you ain't gotta do that. Just come back over to Facebook, and when you're ready to talk, call back in.
I'll do that.
All right, okay. Let's go back to. Hey, it's a lot of ones, Jazzy. Look at all these ones. Man, oh. Okay, let's count. Willie Joyner, how many ones? I said like the chat. I said like the chat with the one. That's about 30 ones right there. Let me see. We got King, Dwayne Anthony. That's about 30 ones right there. Okay, we got Tracy L. That's about 15 ones. Oh. Okay, but it's okay. All the other people that watch, I got a thirst trap picture that I wanted to show you, Jack. I got a thirst trap in pictures, Dave. Okay, wait, let me go find the, okay, Jazzy brought this up. She brought this up last week on the show. She said it was a picture Jazzy posted last week. Now, honestly, I say that was not a thirst trap picture. She said one of her friends told her she was thirst trapped. So a couple of days later, I just happened to be scrolling down Instagram, and I'm like, who is this? I said, oh, my God. I said, we just got to be talking about this. Now I had to, you know, let Jazzy go. Like, Jazzy, on this one, we might be thirst trapping. Okay, look what she said. She said, love is beautiful sunshine. # sun-kissed brown skin. Oh, now John want to talk. Now we got the gang squad. Yeah, okay, I'm being ganged on. Yes, you can be confident in yourself. But I'm just, okay, the pick got to go with it then. Do y'all want me to put the pick up or not? What John? Okay, you want me to put the pick up? All right. Where's the pick? I'm trying to find the pick. Look at the pick. Now read the thing. Okay, I said it could be. Yeah, well, yeah, what problem John gave? Another picture of you, putting pictures of you up, what about putting pictures of you up for, John? No, I think you're supposed to put that on your end. I can't do that for you. I can't do that. I think you gotta have like a what they call it, you gotta have like an avatar or something. Well, that's what I'm saying. You gotta take a picture of yourself and you put it up there, and then when you're not talking, it's gonna have a picture of Big John with the BZNZ shirt on. Ooh, Jazzy. Look at Jazzy. Look at it. Man, let's bring Kiki back. Hey, I see. Look at. Hey, Kiki. Look who Dwayne talking to. Look who he talking to. It's on the screen. What you mean on that? He wrote it himself. He said he about to scoop you. He getting ready to scoop. I get what John's saying. I get what he's saying. John, he want me to take the tee and then put it on there for him. All right, man. Okay. Send me a pic of you in the shirt, John. Have your wife take a pic of you in the shirt. Send it to me. I have it up for you. I mean, I did when he was saying it. I did when he was saying it. But I was telling him he got to do it himself. Hold on. Wait. How am I getting grilled? Hold on. Why am I getting? Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, why am I getting grilled? Hold on, that's a glare somewhere around here. Hold on, y'all. Mary, okay, we're not gonna get on Mary. Okay, they said beautiful. I mean, of course beautiful. That's why I had to okay. What you mean? Okay. All right, hold on. Let me do this again. I'm glad you asked. That's a great question. Okay. So can y'all see my mouth? Y'all can't see the mouth. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, just look. Ladies and gentlemen, subject one. I know. You got more than 8 likes. I already know you did. I'm glad you said that. That helps my case. You know, let me take this picture back. See, thank you, Jazzy. That helped my case. You got more likes than 8. See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, let's go back to subject one. Everybody, look around the eyes, okay? Look around the eyes. Tell me what the eyes are telling you in this pic besides the caption. And thank you. No, here we go. Okay. Let me ask Jazzy a question. What did you tell me, Jazz? You said you tried to have the what face? Yay, come on, Jazz. Come on, girl. Yay. You was trying to have the what face? Exactly. And we all know the rest in B face can be a seductive face. Hey, Dwayne, is that a ring emoji you got, Dwayne? Is that a ring emoji? Dum 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 dum. Alright, man, let's do a commercial or something, man. Y'all got me clowning, man. Let me see. We got some music in here that we can play. Wait. We got somebody in the chat room. We got somebody that wanna. We got somebody that's over here. Oh, man, what do you hang up for? Hold on. We had somebody that want to call in. Tell them to call back. Don't hang up. Call back in. I think Tracy had something to say. Okay, let's see what the chat room is talking about. No buts, women should not seduce. So that's what they are saying is thirst. It's a cat call. No shade. If not trying to look seductive. What was the intent? We intend something always, no shade. Okay. No, not at all. No. Wait. You know how to do what? Hold on now, Jazz. Okay. All right. Let's go. Okay. I'll call back in. Hey, Trace, your brother Trace.
Hey, man. I'm calling you because I didn't want to get on here, but call the line.
Call the line. Because we're sitting ready for you. 870, yes sir. Alright. Hey, sound like somebody ready to come get somebody. He said he about to bust somebody out. I don't want none of y'all faces to be on the screen when he do. He said somebody about to get buzzed out. Let me put Kiki's face up there. Let's look at Kiki, y'all. It's been a while since Kiki's been on the show. How you doing, Kiki? You good? Life treating you good? Okay, that's what's up. I'm glad you're doing good and everything. Let's see if old boy got something for you tonight. There he is. Mr. Tracy.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, Tracy, what's going on? Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Hey, what's going on, Tyron?
Oh, man, you got it.
This is what I wanted to say. You know, I'm listening to all these women talking about they ain't getting a cookie for months and years and all that. But
you're
going to be mad as hell. You sit up there and wait a month or 2 months for the cookie. And you think you done fell into the Grand Canyon. Hold up. That's some bullshit. You ain't gonna buy no car without just driving it first.
Come on, this piece, my brother.
To that bullshit talking about, we gotta wait until we get married. You gotta put a ring on this thing and put a ring on the finger, and now you're miserable for the rest of your life. Get the hell out of here.
He can't hear you. You said just because you got a pretty face.
That don't mean that cookie ain't triple extra large.
Come on. That's what I'm talking about.
So how you expect somebody you want to wait, and then they done wasted 6 months out of their life and to run into the Grand Canyon. Now, that ain't how it's supposed to work. You know, I test drive my car before I buy it, and that's it.
That's me. Test driving. If you think that cookie is not going to taste good, you better, you know what I'm saying? You got to eat, you got to lick it first, at least lick the motherfucker first, you know, to see if it's going to taste good.
And they know they've been in the stable, Kentucky Derby, teasing them horses, you know, so they know what the animal is. I mean, if the shoe fit, wear it. If it don't apply, let it fly.
Come on, Trey. Thank you for that wisdom, man. I'm telling you, the men have came to my side. Shout out to the men. We got men. Normally, it's always women killing me, but it's the men in every day. Yeah, that's everything you just said, Tracy, is true. Because the thing is, when we was born, Tracy, we was not born with a rule book as to how to talk to women, as to how to treat women. Society has did things, and they have imprinted a lot of lies upon these women's minds as to, you know, this is how a man is supposed to act, this is how a woman is supposed to behave. But then when someone steps outside of the box and behaves in a different way that society is not familiar with, then what? We wrong.
You are exactly right. But they don't want to hear
well,
that.
Thank you, Brother Trey. Right, yeah, you're right about
that.
They don't want to hear.
Thank I you, know Brother they don't Trey. Want to hear that. They don't want to hear that.
All right, bro. Hey, come back over to Facebook. So they get ready to go in.
Okay,
they get
come
ready
back
to
on
go
Facebook
in. Come back
so I can hear
Facebook.
Some of this shit that they're talking.
All right, Tracy. Oh, we got some more people that called in. All right, thank you, Brother Tracy. Appreciate it.
Right on,
okay,
bro.
Let's see. We got Brittany. We got Brittany back. What's up, Brittany? Talk to me, Brittany.
Yes. Okay, I just gotta respond. You know, the first thing in your mind is laying down with this woman, but you don't know what she's been through. So her stuff might be a little bit out of whack, but what is her heart saying? What is her soul saying to you? Where has she come from, and what did she build? Because if you can't have a conversation with this woman and be like, oh, my Lord, that's it. I want that one. Because she done fixed her problem. She got a good head on her shoulder. She's on the right path of life. And when I'm around her, I have butterflies and sparkles and unicorns in my mind.
But
and you just want to fuck her in the beginning. Oh, shoot, sorry. Go ahead.
Be yourself. Go ahead and cuss.
No, my kid was sitting right here. But, I'm just saying, you got to realize that a lot of us, out of us have passed. So she might, maybe she was a hooker. You know, you don't know, but look at who she is now.
Brittany, I'm not tripping about the loosey-goosey, okay, because there are tools and things that can be used. You know, there are tools and things that's made to tighten that loosey-goosey up. I ain't tripping about that. What I'm talking about is today the idea of women going out on dates talking about sex is not even in their mind. That's the craziness. That's the hypocrisy. Sex is not a part of your mind, but at the end of the day, at some point you're going to have sex. Then, this is what I say to the women, especially the women, Lord, I thank God ain't nobody came on this show talking about their way to marriage, because especially the women that talk about I'm going to save myself to marriage, and then what happens? They get with a nigga that they saving themselves up for marriage, and then this nigga can't really, do them like they won't. So now what?
But
you done wasted all
that
time on the wedding
and
all that.
At that point, y'all learn together. You learn what her body needs. She needs to learn what you need. And it's going to be something. What? It is going to be something amazing. There are a lot of people that wait for marriage. There are a lot of people that wait for marriage. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean,
I'm with you, Brittany.
You got to be able to get her where she needs to be mentally. If you can't talk to me and let me know you got me and I don't get wet from it, it's a problem.
I want to be excited
before I even undress.
Let me ask you, Brittany. Okay, when you first go out on a date, are you thinking about knocking a nigga down? I need to know right now.
No. Honestly, no.
Stop. No, you know what? I got something special for you, tailor made. After all that talk you just said, you're not thinking about sex on the first date. Did I get that right?
No. Why would I think about
that? Here you go. Next caller.
I am being honest.
She's talking about
really,
the woman.
You gonna do me like that? Okay.
Puss. I'm saying you're talking about the woman's puss being loose or whatever, but then you say that you ain't even thinking about sex on the first date.
I'm not. But everybody is different and people can change. So I could have been knocking you down in my 20s, but now I'm 30. I'm like, okay, I really got to find somebody who's really trying to build and do this and do this and do this. I don't want sex to be the first thing.
Let me ask.
So don't let that be the first thing.
Let me ask you, Brittany. Why do y'all even get a dude a chance anyway for the date if there's no sexual attraction?
I can be attracted to you, but not want. No, absolutely not. I can be attracted to you, but I don't have to want to sleep with you.
But what is attraction? What is attraction?
You, just your vibe, just who you are. But it doesn't be like, oh, I bet he got a big dick. I'm a bust that down tonight. It don't have to be that. It can be how you. It can be how you speak to me. It can be how you address me, how you move when you're around me.
Which means your coochie gets wet, your nipples get hard. Let's keep it a buck tonight.
No.
Y'all, so you said
no.
No,
that's not what that means
all the time. Before the first date? Okay.
No, I don't agree with that.
Where are the men? I need the men. Where are the men? Yeah, she can't hear you, Kiki.
Oh, shoot. Let me go back.
What's up? Okay, all right. Call back in. What up, Kiki?
I'm going
to say this because I thought the conversation should have been about marriage. Oh, well, you know, there we go. Well, yes, I'm going to go into the queue. I'm going to go into the queue in a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. I can give you this. Let's go into the phone queue because there's people in the phone queue. Let's listen to them. Who is it? 313. 313, what's your name? Where you calling from? 313.
Three.
Oh.
Look like Detroit.
Yes, it's from Detroit. Calling from Detroit. Okay. So, my thing of it is, I don't understand why both parties is not willing to wait. And maybe that's the problem nowadays, people not dating each other and trying to get to know each other before they actually sleep with each other. They sleep with each other first, and then don't even know each other and can't stand each other afterwards. But then with the one call, I don't know his name, talking about if he waits for the woman and she might be blew out. But 9 times out of 10, the majority of the time, the woman satisfies the man. But 9 times out of 10, or I should say the majority of the time, the man might fall short. What if he a one-minute man and ain't even about nothing? So he probably need to spare as much time as he possibly can get, and maybe she can overcome his shortcomings if he do come up short. That's one thing. And then another thing, we talking about sex and the cookie and everything. But I don't know nobody else be talking about soul ties. You lay down with people, and every soul that they don't intertwine with, you intertwine with that soul too. People need to stop be trying to put all these souls on their bodies.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sorry for that call. You can head back over to Facebook or YouTube and listen to the rebuttal. Let's see who we just got hopped into the building. We got 708. That's a Chicago number. What's your name?
Hey, what up, boy?
Oh, that's Dwayne. What's good?
What's good, man? Hey, listen, man. First of all, let me go right in. Because, look, how long did it take for them to start talking about what a man could do and how he pleased, that he ain't giving no orgasm? How long did it take for all that food? You know what I'm saying? Supposed to be talking about how we shouldn't be worried about it. Now he want to come right for the man, talking about what he can't do and he can't please. This, that, the other. Sounds like somebody need to test drive something, right? That's what you sound
come
like.
On.
You sound like you said somebody need to get a test drive, but y'all wanted to. But see, this is what I'm saying. And this is what we clearly know a lot of that. People want to keep bringing the spirit and all that different stuff, and that's cool. But you've had more clocked hours in your flesh. The Christ knows that. You've had more clock hours in your flesh than you've had in spirit. So get to the relationship with the spiritual first, then talk to me about that. But in this real world, where all this goofiness going on, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Because if you go out here playing and dating, this is what's waiting for you. So let's talk about that. You can rest assured you're going to be judged, you're going to be rated, you're going to be getting an A all the way to an L. Because these bras don't care nothing about these brothers out here. So why should you expect the brother to give a care about what y'all feel and this, that, and the other? Will we all move like that? Nah, but I'm telling you, after so long in your life, you figure this thing out. And you either going to be that brother that leave it alone altogether, or you're going to be these brothers out here that's picking and choosing as they will. And the ones that trust and believe, the ones that's moving in a high manner way, they choosing to do that. Just like the ones choosing to just go ahead and say, hey, I'm going to knock many down if I can knock down. Because at the end of the day, you don't need a woman. Women always talking about orgasm and all this different stuff. How many times has it took a woman to orgasm before you have a child? That's not even necessary. You know what I'm saying? Not even necessary for you to bust off for a man to have a child. You know what I'm saying? It just takes that man to ejaculate it to you because you are soil. He's planting seeds in you. Going back to what we said earlier in the conversation. Get my mind first. Screw my mind first because at the end of the day, that's what a woman needs. Because whatever you do to her physically, you have to do to her spiritually. That's why she has a vagina. Because the whole setup is set up to be receiving. You're always receiving. So, yes, the soul ties work when it comes to y'all. It don't work that way when it comes to men because we're the farmer. We're the husband. We're the one that actually plants something into you. So at the end of the day, that's why it's a whole different thing. See, y'all pick and choose when y'all want to spiritual, and then y'all pick and choose when y'all want to come back to the reality of things. That's why I call it out as it is. Walt Disney Classics. That's what y'all like to be on. These Walt Disney Classics, and y'all jump on these thrill rides because y'all thrill seekers. Jump on these thrill rides, the ones that's out here. This one, Kiki going to say, I can get up and don't even want a man. That's because that's stock behavior. That's what that is. That's concubine behavior. When you lay down with somebody, get up, and I don't even feel like that, this, that, other, because you just want to get around. That's the mindset of this world right now. The mindset of this world is to teach the women to liberate. So you got real women having a battle with these broads out here that's liberating themselves through their pants. You know what I'm saying? So Don't try to come at a dude who actually see the games head first. You just had a show, a couple of shows back about the head games. We see through the crap. We see through it. God made us to be able to see through it. And the only dudes that's not going to see through it is the simp dudes or the dudes that's actually got the feminine acting spirits. Them the only dudes because they ain't grew up yet. They haven't grown up yet. But them ones that really know what's going on, they're not going to let you come out there and get your little free meal and get your little free movie and get your little free
meal.
First date, we walking out. We walking in the park. Matter of fact, I might see you on your porch because I need to know who you are. Maybe I don't want to take you out, so we're going to find all that out on your front porch. Let's talk for 2 hours or something like that. Everybody want to act like they want a real date. These must be trying to say they want something, bro, and they know doggone well. I don't care from the most holy female to all the way down to the ratchetest one. The sexual attraction has to be there. It's going to
come
be.
Come on.
Because at the end of the day, that's why I told you, the word most abused by women is friend. They throw you in their friend zone easy. It don't matter what the word means. The word is very important. And you know me well enough, bro. I don't play with that word friend. But the thing is, even the Christ didn't play with that word. But the fact of the matter is, they use that word so frivolously. It's like a default defense. Oh, I'm not feeling him. I wasn't sexually attracted to him. He's in the friend zone. We could be friends, though. We can be great friends.
That's they go-to right
there.
Well, we can be
absolutely
friends.
Facts. So let's not play act like y'all, that's what y'all really want. Stop it, bro. Disneyland programming. Disneyland out here. Just straight shenanigans, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man,
right.
I see it, man, it's like, look, it's bad. From what I was hearing, like Jazzy earlier, man, being straight up, being truthful about it. Yeah, man, these cats, man, they know. It's really left up to the man to talk himself out of a situation. Because these women are out the gate, bro. From the time they step, they know. And we ain't talking about something got to go down. But, dude, that's a jump-off point. And if you really want to be real, you want to keep going back to the scripture. The scripture says better to marry than to burn. You know why I said that? Because even God knows you have more time in your flesh, and you're going to have some issues the more you start liking a person. So stop it. Stop it. Because you don't want me to get in here and break it all the way down. Don't play out here.
I try to hold you back. I try to hold you back because I already know they can't handle you. That's why I try to hold you back. Because see, like right now, we got Kiki up in Holland. See, she just got muted. Now look, like what I'm saying.
I get a flustered, man. She going to be all right.
No, I'm saying we got John hopping on the comment section. You can see his comments. Let me post up something where John is saying. And they have been telling John to shut up. He says and sex does happen on the first date. That's what I'm saying. We talking about keeping it a real, keeping it a book. Y'all, these women are acting, well, we're going to mind the Jazzy because Jazzy came with some truth. But everybody else talking about, oh, no, you can't have sex on the first date. No, we ain't talking about. You know, we're not gonna. You know, I don't look at you sexual. You know, what I'm saying all day. But at the end of the day, we know what goes down on the first date. I know what I did on the first date. So, you know, you can't tell me.
Fact. And even more so, Ty. And you can let me go after this. But listen, I heard somebody say a great comment one time. They say, if a woman really claims she want to know you like that, do what the men have been doing for years. Take us out on every date until you figure out who we are. And then if you do give it up, then we'll start paying after that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Put that investment on in that sense. So let us know you really.
Yeah.
Bad, so out of 10,
come on.
We get a one-day quota so you can get your one free meal, and then they buy moose anyway. And that's why these brothers out here doing what they're doing, because they tired of putting out. Because if they put out all this money or they do whatever they got to do to give you a magical thrill. So what he was talking about, he got to blow my mind and all this. But then if you don't want him, guess what? He got to start the whole process with somebody else in his wallet all over it. Stop it.
Right.
Stop it.
Dwayne, this is what I'm saying, Dwayne, is that, you know, you have a lot of women talking about weight this, weight that, and all that. And like you said, if they don't even like the sex, I mean, if when they get ready to do it, they don't even like it. It's like, man, you done wasted all this time.
Facts.
Just saying, you done wasted all this time. You got to test drive that car, you know what I'm saying, because I might like chocolate chip cookies, but if yours tastes like a milk dud, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm out to throw you back. I got to throw you back out there in the sea. What up? What's up, Kiki?
Right.
Hey, yeah, come back over. Come back over, Dwayne, and listen to what Kiki said. All
right.
All right. Go ahead, Kiki. Here we go with the BS. The BS has already started. Are you marrying the dildo? Are you marrying the dildo in the pussy pocket?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Come on, man. Make this shit make sense. Make this shit make sense. We keeping it a buck. We just keeping it a buck. That's all. I know. I get you. I get that. Again, are you marrying the dildo?
No, you're not. Are you marrying the man that you're having sex with?
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying at the end of the day, you don't want to end up with a dildo or pocket pussy the rest of your life. You want that man that's gonna have sex with you. You want that man that's gonna knock it down. Dwayne, stupid. That boy is stupid. I don't think you was listening. You weren't listening to what I was saying. I was saying before you go out on the date, I'm saying that you have to look at everything. You have to see if there's some type of sexual attraction to you. And you got to look at, you know, their mind, the qualities that they possess in their mind, the total package before you even give up your time. That's what I'm talking about. So that means you agree with the men then. You agree with me and Dwayne. Right. Yeah, your nipples got to get hard, all that, absolutely. I'm just keeping it a buck. I'm just keeping it a buck. Hey, guess who we got on the line? We got your boy. Y'all thought we was going to do a show without him. Mr. D, come through.
What's up, boss, man?
You
doing okay,
on?
Boss?
Yeah, the women tried to whoop up on me, but we got some men poking at my back.
Man, I'm sitting up here listening to them women spitting that lying propaganda, false doctrine out there. They can cut that crap out. And yet and still, they spitting out lies like that, and they want to be called queens. Please.
Ooh. you gotta be worthy.
I'm sitting around here wanting to be called a queen, and you know the bad thing about it, man. Now don't get me wrong. I gotta accidentally tell the truth. Don't get me wrong. But
come on, please, brother.
But some of them women out there, I think they just lying because they're on the radio. Because some of them, man, I have been near some of them, and they don't know what I look like. But I've been near some of them, and they are popping lies like killing flies.
Oh, wait, you talking about Kiki.
Nah, man, I never called no name, man. I ain't called no name. But check this out, women. Come on. Now, like the young lady young lady just went on and said, what if he got some shortcomings? Then you can work with that. Stop it. Stop it. All a woman got to do is lay down, and if the brother know how to put his backfield in motion, he can go ahead and make a jump on top of the moon. Now, I say that to say this. A man has to psychologically get himself into the notion to backstroke. And a woman, all she does to do, all she has to do is just drop it and let it go, because once he's in there, she's like, hello, how you doing? I mean, it's just that simple. The brothers got to deal with the stress. They got to deal with working up the time and all of that so they can go ahead and hit a home run. Like what my man King Dwayne saying there, I'll say it like this. I'll use a college terminology. He calls them concubine. I call them commanchinabines. Man, what the, I mean, okay, I'm gonna be real with you. Saying a lot of them women like to prop themselves up. Check this out. I heard on this program a couple of weeks ago, a young lady said that women don't like to be complimented on how they look. Today, I'm walking around. You know, today I'm walking around with a few of them Benjamins in my pocket, several of them fellas. I go into Subway to get me a sandwich. Lady gets out of the car with her man, and she got on what looks like just a shirt. You couldn't even tell she had underwear or anything on under the shirt. Now, you telling me she left out the hotel, the house, or whatever, not knowing she was going to look like that, and some man somewhere was going to see her like that? Get out of here. Pour the Cavassier and give me a Pepsi on the rocks.
You teaching, my brother. You are teaching. That's what I'm saying. People really got to use their mind when they thinking about these things. You know what I'm saying? Use your mind. You going out on a date with a man, you mean to tell me that you ain't thinking nothing sexually about this man? You ain't thinking nothing sexually about this man. Why even go on a date? For me, I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at everything before I'm like, okay, let me see what I'm about to invest my money into. But these love $5. These love $5 for the little piece of pizza. It may not even be worth it, but let me just see. Okay, all right, she got the ass, okay. All right, a man is cool, so all right, I can, you know what I mean? I can go on the pay for the little hot ring.
Well, I'll say it like this. Even if you go out on a woman with the first date. Now, most women that's listening to this program going to tell a lie, but there are a few that will be truthful. If you take them out on the first date, they're going to spend quite a few times making sure they look good enough to go out on a date. Now, right. they should have in their mind, if I'm spending all this time to look good to go out on the first date, I know there's somebody else, another man or something, that's going to view me while I'm with my man.
Come on.
I mean, you know, these women. You know, it's just like the program a few weeks ago. It ain't nothing but head games. That's all. It's all just
they
nothing but head games.
Stay on.
Yep. Spinning flies and telling lies. That's all.
Mr. D, before you go. Hey, I put the pick up already. I put that pick up of Jazzy. I put the pick up already. You got to go back through the show. A lot of people say that it wasn't thirst trap. They said Jazzy was pretty and just, you know, just showing her beauty. Some people did say that it was a little thirsty. I'm just, you know, y'all know what I do. I'm just talking shit. That's all I'm doing. You know, so I was born like that, so you know.
well, if you notice when I saw that picture, I did make the comment. and I'll have to plead the fifth and take a quart on that.
Oh, plead the fifth and take a quarter. Okay, okay. Please dismiss me. Take a quarter. okay. Mr. Marcus is a porn star. Mr. Marcus is a porn star that a lot of ladies like. That's who Mr. Marcus is. Huh?
You say he's a porn star?
Why would I have a pic of Mr. Marcus? We
oh my goodness.
You almost got X'd out off this program. Don't do that, don't you? Y'all almost hit that X button. Don't do that. Talk about do you have a pic of Mr. Marcus?
Now I'm getting a little bit nervous now. I know we got to be politically correct, but why would a dude want a picture of a porn star man on him?
Come on.
I mean, help me out a little bit. I know I'm 300 years old, but I'm a little bit twisted on that end of the fence. Help me out.
He can't hear you.
And what's that, boss?
It's a young lady that's speaking to you right now, but I know you can't hear her talking to you. She said she didn't mean it that way. That's what she was saying. She didn't mean it that way.
Oh, well, help me out, because I thought they were trying to send my brothers crossing the fence. I'm saying, hey, whoa, yay.
Ain't nothing going on around here. I like the gushy. Hey, sometimes I'll take the loosey goose. No, I ain't going to take the loosey goose. We got to type that bad boy up. Exactly. I think we're keeping lemon juice and vinegar on deck. Lemon juice and vinegar on deck. We tighten that bad boy up during the Kegel exercises. You got to tighten that Kegel area up. That's what we got to do. Look at Kiki. Look at Kiki, y'all. Look at her. Are you gonna dance for her, Kiki? Come on back over to Facebook, Mr. D. Kiki dancing.
Let me hit up Facebook real quick. Let me see if I can find Facebook.
Come on back to Facebook. Cause we can wrap this thing on up. Cause I'm gonna let them know a little song. But let me wrap up, let us see. Okay, I see the chat room is still going at. Men won't do it to work three shifts and come. Men want the same thing. Women go to work, cook. Hold on. Men want the same thing. Women go to work, come cook, do homework, and y'all want us to be porn stars. Not necessary, because some women can't do what porn star women can do. And if we're talking about,
don't do that.
I'm just saying, if we're going to really talk about porn, no, I ain't even about to go there, because I watch porn, so let me stop. Okay, plus take the kids. Okay, that's a great point, too, plus take the kids. Oh, that's right. Real men, that's it. The home is the wife's duty. See, that's the thing. We don't have enough men. We don't have enough men out there talking about the roles and the responsibilities of the man and the woman. We don't have enough men out there talking about that. It is. Your girl, we said go to bed, Dwayne. Wait, hold on, I got Dwayne. I still got Dwayne on the phone line. Dwayne, you still there? You still there, Dwayne?
Yeah, I'm here.
We said go to bed.
She ain't talking about nothing, man. Hey, man, it's some good things being talked about out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Mr. D came in like he wanted the Super Bowl championship. He wanted to be the MVP out there.
You already know. He came in with the 3-point shot.
Yeah, man.
Trying to look at Kiki right now.
Kiki over there trying to do her thing.
What is she doing?
Hey, tell her she got Hey, tell her she got little people playing peekaboo out the room. So I said,
yeah, you do. You got your kids in the background, Kiki. Okay. All right, we're going to go around the room. And we want to hear some final thoughts because a lot of y'all need a dose of reality. Well, we're going to start with you. Finish us off with a final thought. And, you know, wait, first, I'll just say this. Thank you, Weed, for joining us tonight. I'm glad you came on. You know, gave us another woman's perspective, and the ladies say thank you as well. His mother was the final test. Okay, all right. Well, thank you. We appreciate you coming on the scene tonight. Don't be a stranger. You should come on some other times. We have forums and debates like this. You should come on and give your two cents. Thank you for that. Okay, all right. Let's go to Jazzy. That's what I want to go to Jazzy. Jazzy's been sitting back with all this, background talk. How you feeling, Jazzy? What you think? What you think about the topic? Talk to me. I mean, that is part of it. That is part of it. So go ahead. Read the screen. Thank you. Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. I like that. And you know what? We can address more about the day too, because I got some more too on my mind that I want to say. Let's go to Kiki. Thank you, Jazz. Appreciate it. And really? Really? Okay. That pick. Wait. Do I need to do it one more time before we leave? I'm just saying, do I need to let this? Okay, I don't know. Please don't take it down. Please don't take it down. Okay. how many likes you got, Jazz? How many likes you got? Please look at your Instagram page right now and tell me how many likes.
I don't know.
I'm about to go look right now. Thank you, Jazz. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Kiki. Do you love me? Kiki, do you love me? Kiki, do you love me? Kiki, okay, all right, I quit. You talking about back in the 1950s. Is that what you talking about?
I was born in 1950, but I'm back when I was
we go. Here we go. Here we go. But who set the rules to say that sex can't be mentioned? Who made that rule, Kiki?
I didn't
say that.
I
mean,
it depends on who the person is. But I don't want it. I don't want it. Look, I have children. I don't need no more sex.
Stop it. Stop. Stop. Wait, did Kiki just say she don't need any more sex? Don't say that, yeah. Don't say, come on, because I know I'm going to always need me some sex. If I'm 90 years old on a walker, hey, I can still go. Hey, we trying to go. Okay, there's a way to talk about sex. I'm not, you know, I ain't saying be all vulgar with it, but, you know, do have a real, genuine conversation about sex. That's the problem. Hey, Ma. Hey, Ma. Hey, Ma. Hey, Ma. Hey, yeah. That's what y'all do. That's what women do. Be all up in the inbox talking about big head. I already know what time it is. When I see big head, I already know. It's green light. But the thing is, though, it be the wrong ones, though. It be the wrong ones. Like, it ain't the one that I want to come in there saying, hey, big head. You feel me? You feel me? All right. Well, thank you, Queen Kiki, for gracing us with your presence. Let's bring in John from GI. Oh, I gotta add him. John from GI. Oh wait, hold on. Did you like the song, the song, the 219 song?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, cause he mentioned you in the 219. Yeah. Yeah. GIHMD. Come on. Thank you. Talk, John. You got it now. Mm-hmm. Right, come on. Come on. Thank you, John. sound like you going out, John. Oh, you going out. Okay, shout out to GIB. I was waiting for the GIB. You know, I can't even take you off the screen and say I hear the GIB. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Let's see. We got King Dwayne. King Dwayne is still in. Hold on. Mr. D hit the number one. Mr. D. Yo, D, you live.
Hey, I can't hear you.
Hey, man, now tell me I ain't in the Twilight Zone. Did Kiki say that she got kids and she ain't into sex now? Where'd she buy that lie from? I'm sorry, man. I mean, I just had to accidentally tell the truth.
Any woman on the panel
that said they not into sex.
She said, if you knew her story, you would know why. She said, if you knew her story, you would know why.
Hey, I don't want to know the story because I already know about the glory. Hey, listen here. Come on, ladies. Now, listen now. Now, I'm 300 years old, and I know can't none of y'all women get up to where I'm at. But check this out. Okay, Jazzy, you got me drooling. I done messed up my doggone computer, drooling all over the place looking at that picture.
Look at the way Jazzy's laying. She laying all in the bed. Look at it. She laying.
She did that because she know I got this 3D button on this big old 80-inch screen up here. That's why she did that. So I can hit the 3D button and fall in the TV.
Really?
Hey, but straight up, man.
Really,
Jazzy? I mean, but straight up, man. Most of these women sitting up there spitting that game, like Jazzy said, you know, everybody's an adult. And them that got the adult age and still got the mentality of grade school, they shouldn't be going on first dates no way without a chaperone. Now, here's the setup. Any woman that goes on a date, stop the lying. No head games. Lay it down. Flat out 100. You know you're going out there and you know he wants to pop that train. You know that. So come on now. Let's get it right. You know, because, I mean, you said, you know, I'm looking at the ladies there, and please, I honor all you ladies there, the ones I hear about and the ones I don't know about. But check this out. Don't sit up there, propaganda, and false information about how you're going to act on a first date. You know, when you spend 1 and 2 hours getting ready for your first date, and if he's walking and presenting himself correctly, you know that there's a fire engine running right behind you saying, hey, I'm smoking. I can't wait till he knocks the door down.
Facts.
Hey, but I'm gonna try to get, you know, get myself together, man.
Hey, boss.
I'm here, boss.
You and Wee Smith might be friends. I think you and Wee Smith might be friends. She just drunk a Pepsi.
Oh, no. Tell you, that's for grown folks. Look, young folks can't handle that. This for grown folks.
if anybody knows, Mr. D overdoses on Pepsi. If anybody that listens to this show knows he overdoses on Pepsi.
I got an IV hooked to my big toe with a six-pack of Pepsi running through it.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
sorry,
but amen. Y'all got it. Somebody said that's not true.
Something you just said. I don't know. Sorry, put in there with what Mr. D said ain't true. Yeah, go on over to Facebook and respond back to it, D.
I'm looking at Facebook here now. I don't see it. I see King Dwayne. Now tell Miss Kelly, tell me what's not true. I want to know what's not true. If she trying to say that on the first date, that if the brother presented himself correctly, if she trying to say that on the first date, she ain't sitting back there wondering about when he going to knock the door down, she need to check herself, man. Because, I mean, come on now. It may be time for some of them.
If a woman
ain't ready to check out the dude on the first date, they need to go to CVS or Walgreens to get some of the estrogen pills because something is wrong.
Oh, overload of masculinity, huh? Is that what we're saying?
See, the reason why most of the women spend so much time getting themselves together for the first
time. Dave, somebody got a question for you. Go ahead, Kiki. Okay, D, she said, say you go out with her on the first date. Are you still going to have sex with her?
No.
Oh, hold on.
That's not what I said.
I'm
tripping.
Okay. Look, this would keep... This is what Kiki said. She said, say you plan a date with one woman, but you go on another date with another woman. You have sex with her first before you get to the next woman. Are you really gonna be able to perform, 100% with the second one? That's what Kiki asked. Man,
well, I have to be honest. If that's what she's saying, I have to be honest and tell the truth. Okay, the first woman will be like the second woman. They both be sitting on the porch wagging their tail wondering when daddy's coming home.
Well, you got your answer. Sitting at the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Well, let me put it like this, Miss Kate. Now check this out, Kiki. The only reason why the guy can't perform to his full potential on the first and second round is, number one, he hasn't been taking care of his body. And number two, maybe the lady just ain't hitting him like the first one was. Oops, I got to get a Pepsi.
I Thank you, Mr. D. Let's go to King Dwayne.
K.
Dwayne always come in with that fire. He got that heater. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up with y'all? What's up, man? Hey, everybody was on point tonight. I always appreciate when y'all bring that fire. Men and the women come to the table and have that great conversation. We slip, I see you guys. You know what I'm saying? Jazzy, keep them dimples on ice, girl. Keep that smile on fire. Big John, I see you. Looking like you in a snuggie over there, boy. I see you. Kiki, hey, it's going to be all right, man. Put on a smile. It's going to be all right, man. Come on, now. But anyway, man, good shout out to Mr. C, your MVP. Look, the main thing I want people to understand out here, as always, is that me and we talk about it all the time and time. Look, it's always going to be, you know what I'm saying, a couple of versions out here, you know what I'm saying? And just going back to what Kiki was saying earlier, and just people saying, yeah, you're going to have people, they're going to move different ways. Obviously, we know all of that. But for the core crux of everything, pretty much what we talked about the whole night, like, you know, Jazzy said, you know, she wish we would have talked about a certain thing, but we pretty much talked about what's happening out here. You know what I'm saying? And I think that for the most part, people think just because you may not do such certain things that the norm is not what it is. And the fact of the matter is, about 99.99% out here, they get it in more than you think. I just want y'all to understand that. They get it in. And you can see the material on y'all TV shows, Ratchet TV, Insecure, all this. They try to lay it out to y'all how they want women to move and how a lot of women move down here anyway. So then on the other side of it, the brother was catching up to it because either you got behind for years because you were simping, because you was trying to be nice, but ain't nobody never told you to be no nice person. That ain't what you're supposed to be doing. You ain't supposed to be trying to be nice to nobody. Learn who you are, see how it is moving out here, and adjust. You know what I'm saying? That's how you're supposed to be. Because at the end of the day, when these women come to the table, not only are they having everything in their mind like it could be said, but they know, shoot, they go to the club with all their guns. They know how much money they got to make you spend because they ain't about to spend a dime. They done already had that conversation in the huddle up before they went to the club. So you know that the woman that huddled up and got her mind, what you about to do for her when you get to the date. And it is crazy to me that so many people want to say,
You know, they want to name all these magical, wonderful dates and ask you, what do you think a perfect date is? A perfect date is you pulling out your wallet. Pull out your wallet and go the way you want it to go, and then you come back to the second date. Or say you don't get a second date. How you going to feel, what, you know what I'm saying, when you don't get that response, just like them dudes been doing for decades. They go on a date with you tonight, you enjoy your little free meal, you go and tell your girl, I got me one, I got a free meal, blah, 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 here, free zone, and boom, this brother got to go back to square one because you play games with him. We ain't got time for that, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, yeah, you're going to have some people out here that move like a dope. You're going to have some people out here, they still move like a dope. So, hey, they got a specific set of rules. They see what's going on out here. And like I said earlier, you either going to make the decision to be one way or you're going to make a decision to be another way. But understand, if that person treats you with respect or whatever case may be, then I'm saying understand, that don't have to happen. You know what I'm saying? And for the most part, a real person, they're going to treat you based on what you present. You know what I'm saying? Because Steven Spielberg, he knew E.T. was going to be when E.T. came with it on the scene. Oh, we're going to cast you, and we're going to cast you as blah, blah, blah. They already know, and that's how real men move. We know how to cast the woman, so she wasn't going to do, just like y'all know how to cast us. Y'all know what y'all want from us. Y'all know if y'all sexually attracted her. Don't do what Jazzy said, and I say it all the time. Do not go on these dates, men or women, knowing doggone well you ain't attracted to a person. Because if you're 9 to 10, you ain't attracted to them, ain't going to be no second date. It's going to be some back-and-forth shenanigans, and somebody going to be hyper pissed because folks out here falling in love when you ain't supposed to do that.
Right.
So that's like a drill.
Not being fulfilled.
Bust the windows out your car. So, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, no real woman want no dude falling on, crazy in love with all that. Listen.
Right.
Quit the shenanigans out here and just communicate. Say what you
come
want.
On.
Be real about it. Stop beating around the bush. Stop saying you want all this magical stuff, but then as soon as you get on a date and he all of that, you know why your mom turns up the minute you see him, because you ain't sexually attracted.
Right. Oh, man, let me put the Cash App up there. I always forget about the Cash App, man. That's how you know it ain't about the money, but, hey, let me just put it down there for y'all real quick. It's down at the bottom of the screen, the Cash App, anything you can donate, greatly appreciated to keep this broadcast going, greatly appreciate. Man, thank you, King Dwayne, man. I appreciate it, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm gonna go on to close them out real quick, man. We up out of here. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, BZNZ Talk. Man, hit the notification bell if you have not to let you know when we are live. And we might be popping up more than once a week here in the near future. We're gonna be out here a little bit more than just once a week. We see that the people want to see us more often out here on the screen. Please come on over to Facebook. Follow us on Facebook at BZNZ Talk. Also, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, BZNZ Talk. We there as well. We wherever you want us to be. Hit us there. Also, remember, hold on, let me grab this for you real quick, because we want you to remember this too. Remember, real men drink water, okay? Because our ladies need us to be King Kong in the bed. Okay, we can't be swinging and swaying and we ain't drinking no water. Hello? Come on, because that's what the ladies want. They want us to swing and sway out here. You know, look at King Kong. He got the shades on. He the coolest gorilla I ever seen. Shout out to King Kong. Come on now. So tonight as we close out, we want y'all to for real, take this dating thing serious. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here going off of what your mama, grandma, any of them told you. Go off of what you believe. You know what I mean? Big Ma said that all men was dogs. But, you know, the man you married, is he a dog? Or the man you ended up with, is he a dog? You know what I'm saying? So we got to stop. We got to, you know what I'm saying, we got to change our focus and say, what is it that I want? You know what I'm saying? We can't go by what societal standards say. You know what I'm saying? The man is supposed to pay for the meal. Well, you know, the man ain't got the money. We all still need to eat at the end of the day. Hello? Well, I'm a lady, and a lady ain't supposed to pay. Says who? You know what I mean? Well, I'm a lady, and a man not supposed to talk about sex in front of a lady. Says who? Okay, we got to break the cycle. We got to break the cycle on a lot of the nonsense, okay? I don't know why Jazzy's shaking her head. She's the main one talking about sex. Scorpio, Scorpio. Oh, okay, okay. Oh, you just shake your head at me because I'm on some shenanigans. Okay, okay, as always. Hey, so, hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all. Thank you all for tuning in. Come back, be with us next Thursday. I don't know what the topic going to be, but it's going to be a great one. Peace, peace. Oh, wait. You know what I always say? See you in 7 days. Peace, 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 peace.